Ms. Terry Ridenhour? Did I get
Ridenhour,
that?
That's fine.
Ridenhour. Yeah, I asked her before, and I thought I had it. I'm sorry.
No, no,
please.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for coming today. I didn't know how many people would show up to this as well, so it's kind of interesting to see all these people here. My name is Terry Ridenhour, and today I'll be speaking to you about the Shapedown, a multidisciplinary, family-based approach to addressing childhood and overweight or an adolescent obesity in southeastern Michigan. This presentation will reflect my year-long observational study and outcome evaluation of the Michigan-based St. Joseph Mercy Health System's enhanced version of the licensed Shapedown program. I have no relationships to disclose. And this is just some IRB information, just FYI. Okay, so in the next 10 to 15 minutes, I will do three things. First of all, I will offer a snapshot of the St. Joseph Mercy Health System's enhanced version of Shapedown's multimodality family-based weight management program. Second, I will provide you with some of the findings of the outcome evaluation of the program. And finally, based on my observation and study, I will share with you some strategies and recommendations for evaluating such family-based weight management programs, as well as strategies for families to increase physical activity and promote healthful eating. So what is Shapedown exactly? Shapedown is a nationally recognized 10-week weight management program available for overweight individuals ages 6 to 18, and one or both of their parents or caregivers are also required. The program was developed in 1979 by faculty members of the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine, and there are currently over 937 actively licensed Shapedown providers worldwide, 95% of which are in the U.S. Shapedown provides methods and tools to enable healthcare providers to become proficient in delivering effective care for obese children and adolescents in their community. Shapedown materials include instructor's guides, children and teen workbooks, and parents' guides. And the materials are developmentally appropriate for for participants ages 6 to 18. So now I'm going to specifically describe one specific Shapedown program provider, the St. Joseph Mercy Health System of Southeast Michigan, and I'm going to refer to it to St. Joe for short, just easier. St. Joe's has offered an enhanced version of the Shapedown program since 1991, and it is their program that is the primary focus of this presentation. For over 17 years, St. Joe's has sponsored the Shapedown program, the longest period of any facility in Michigan. About 80 to 140 families are served annually through the completion of the 10-week program. And currently, there are three St. Joe's sites running the Shapedown program. The 10-week program cost is $400 per family. However, 25% of families receive full or partial scholarships funded by the hospital auxiliary and through community grants. But in fact, I was speaking to the program manager recently, and this number has increased more than 25%, probably more than half are receiving scholarships. And up until January 2008, an HMO offered 50% reimbursements for participants referred by primary care physicians. However, this HMO is no longer reimbursing any participants, again, as of January of this year. And as a result of a one-time grant, the program was offered as an after-school program in two elementary schools and two middle schools in underserved communities of Southeast Michigan. So basically, the next few slides I'm going to talk about just a typical Shapedown session, and I put some brochures and some things in the back if I kind of skim through these. Shapedown's multidisciplinary team includes a registered dietitian, social worker, and an exercise physiologist who together prepare and deliver the weekly two-hour sessions. So basically, first the families would arrive with the workbook tasks completed and their body measurements are collected as soon as they arrive for the session. And after the measurements are completed, the children and their parents gather together with program staff to discuss their accomplishments and challenges faced throughout their week. The dietitian then discusses a nutrition topic and offers a food demonstration, which varies each week, and reading food labels and making healthy choices and things like that happen during this time. Next, the children go to the exercise physiologist for a 30 to 45 minute activity or game. While the children are participating in a physical activity, the parents meet as a group with the social worker, and is there where the group of parents is asked to reflect on the week prior and to discuss challenges and barriers associated with healthful eating, participating in physical activity, and effective family communication. The group and social worker together work to problem solve and offer support to each other. And after the discussion is finished, the parents join the children and staff for a physical activity session. And then finally, before the session concludes, each family comes together and goal sets for the upcoming week. Now that you've had the chance to learn more about the St. Joe's Mercy Health System's Shapedown program, I will now switch gears to discuss the evaluation of the program. The outcome evaluation was conducted last year when I was a University of Michigan, go blue, School of Public Health graduate student. The work was part of an independent study I developed with the support of a faculty advisor and St. Joseph Mercy Health System program manager. The purpose of the study was to evaluate the St. Joe's program through statistical analysis of the St. Joe's data set. Using a convenient sample of 67 participants ages 6 to 17 who were enrolled in the Shapedown program between April 2005 and July 2007, I examined the effect of Shapedowns on clinical and anthropometric and attitudinal behavior measures. And measured at baseline, 87.5% of the sample was overweight, defined by the CDC as greater than or equal to the 95th percentile BMI for age, and I know the categories and the names and the definitions change all the time, it seems like, but that's what I used here. 9.1% were defined as at risk of overweight, and 3.4% were defined as healthy weight. The participants' weight at baseline ranged from 47 pounds to 333 pounds, and 150 pounds was the mean weight. The gender breakdown was 67% female and 33% male. So after the data was organized and prepared by St. Joseph program staff, the final de-identified data set was then given to me to import into SPSS and tabulate using the statistical program. For the data I'm reporting on today, paired sample t-test was used to explore changes between baseline and end of program data. So here are the clinical and anthropometric outcome measures collected to evaluate Shapedown participants at baseline and 10-week follow-up, and body weight, BMI, waist-hip ratio, blood pressure, flexibility. They used an endurance test, which is a half-mile test, and flexibility, which is determined by sit and reach test. And then the behavioral and attitudinal outcome measures collected to evaluate Shapedown participants at baseline and 10-week follow-up include these three paper questionnaires completed by parents. It is important to note that other than the family habit inventory, the source of the instruments and whether or not they were validated was unknown to the Shapedown staff. And just you can see just some of the different things that the different surveys did assessed. Okay, so the following table contains the clinical and anthropometric results from this study. Hopefully you can see them. As you can see, the pre- and post-program results suggest that participants, on average, decreased in all measures except sit-ups, where you would expect an increase. A statistically significant, which is denoted by the stars, asterisks, or whatever, and the p-values are down below. The statistically significant decrease was observed in the participants' weight, BMI for age, and body fat. Not listed in this table is the range of weight loss of participants from pre-program to post-program, which was roughly 20 pounds the most that a participant lost was about 14 pounds, and the least was one participant gained 7 pounds. And while the pre and post program results suggest diastolic blood pressure decreased on average from 74.61 to 72.78, these results were not statistically significant. The following table contains a summary of the strongest attitudinal and behavioral findings from this study. For each of the 7 different reported measures, the table illustrates the pre and post program results. For example, a striking example is the percentage of parents who reported having 3 or more servings of vegetables per day. At the beginning of the program, 5% of parents reported having 3 or more vegetables per day, while the number increased to 50% at the end of the 10-week program. And then I don't know, hopefully you can see these. I'm having trouble seeing them myself. But there's use of lean ground turkey, tailor portion sizes to family needs, make meals last more than 15 minutes. The vegetables, choose 97% fat-free, cold cut, or hot dogs. Rarely choose fried foods and enjoy physical activities together. Those are some of the other variables. Okay, so did Shapedown work? Overall, it does appear that this program worked to significantly decrease participants' weight, BMI for age, and body fat, and improved weight-related behaviors, which may have promoted weight loss and or long-term weight management in these participants. Whether or not these results may be generalized to the population is unclear, as there are many limitations to the study. For example, there were originally 181 participants for whom the program had pieces of data. However, of the 181 participants, there were only 37% of participants for whom we had completed IRB consents and complete pre- and post-program data sets. An important question to ask is whether the participants not included in the sample were in fact different than the participants who were included. Also, the study may have been different than the general population as the families self-selected to participate in this program. Another limitation of the study is that it demonstrates the short-term effectiveness of Shapedown on this study sample, while the long-term effect of the program on participants is unknown. Also, while this is considered a family-based model, one child and one parent is required. It would be important to assess the indirect impact of the program on the other members of the family who are not directly participating. For example, is there similar behavior change trends demonstrated in the other family members? It's just not clear. In terms of my evaluation conclusion, the most important thing I learned is that program managers and staff should be realistic about their evaluation objectives and data collection efforts. I think also it would have helped having a process evaluation here just to help guide the program staff. The Shapedown staff was unable to simultaneously implement the program and collect pre- and post-program data necessary for their planned evaluation. Just was overly ambitious. Can't talk. They had overly ambitious data collection, I said that, and they could not manage it in the time that they had allotted. And one thing that was suggested to the program staff was to review and evaluate current survey instruments to determine if tools are eliciting the kind of information that is useful to the program, decide what they want to know about the participants, and choose scientifically validated instruments or develop their own. They could also convert their paper and pencil questionnaires to secure web-based surveys or on-site PDA or kiosk. The fact that it was all in paper and pencil was just so much. It was just a lot for them. This would certainly cut down the time and collection of and processing of the data. And then I was thinking also that they could utilize the existing data that records that is available through the hospital databases. So finally, here are some recommendations for program managers of similar weight management programs. Basically, a multidisciplinary health professional team approach and collaboration is essential, because successful weight loss and long-term weight maintenance is achieved through diet, physical activity, and behavior modifications. And rarely is one health professional skilled and experienced in all of these specialized areas. 1 year follow-up is also important to evaluate long, 1 year plus, even beyond that, is necessary to evaluate the long-term effect of the program on participants. And maybe this program, they could have had maybe a reunion or did a follow-up survey or maybe telephone interview or some other thing to follow up with the families. A third recommendation is to collect and assess clinical and anthropometric data for parents based on stories and personal observations. For data and parents based on personal stories and observations, it was clear that many parents lost weight. However, we didn't have any data that was collected on these things, but we could clearly see that that was happening, and it was really inspiring, but we just had no data to show that this was also happening. And finally, it is important to adapt programs that have been evaluated and are most appropriate for the population you are serving. So basically, you've probably seen these kinds of things a million times for strategies and recommendations for parents. And I think that's about it. I have Shapedown's website if you want to learn more about their licensed materials. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next...